In this tape, I will be going further into the causes of sexual unhappiness, how to deal with sexual problems, and how to get your lovemaking right, which means making love without emotion. In love without emotion, there are no love problems. What is emotion? What am I talking about? Let's get it straight. Emotion is the living substance of the past, what you believed in and what you were in the past. It's your self. It lives on in your subconscious. It's not you now, the intelligence listening now in the present, but it's there now, just under the surface of your awareness. And it will rise and take over your relaxed intelligence the instant you are reminded of someone or something in the past which disturbed you or caused you pain. Let me demonstrate. Say, in listening to this tape now, you are reminded that you're unhappy in your relationship with a partner or lover. That emotion is the past, relating to the way he or she hasn't loved you enough in the past, or how they spoke to you or misunderstood you even a minute ago. A minute or second ago is the past. So your intelligence gets distracted from the present enjoyable act of listening and relates or reflects on the past, and you feel unhappy in yourself. It's yourself, the past, that is unhappy, not the intelligence in the present. Whenever you are resentful, depressed, angry, or jealous, you are feeling the emotional substance of yourself in the past. And because your intelligence identifies with it, you become your past self and repeat the behavior of all those old emotions, often much to your intelligent distress. You even wonder where the emotion comes from, arising so instantaneously too. Well, that's your past hurt self, reacting as pain to the present. So you lose the present, which is actually your presence. In short, you lose your presence. Your emotional self is always trying to come back and live on in you, to take you over and use you as it always has done. When your words or feelings come from the past, from the recall of any hurtful moment before now, you are being emotional. You are not straight, not yourself. So you can't be love or make love to your full potential. All this means that you can only make love in the present, when you haven't lost your presence. So the first step is to learn how to leave yourself behind and not allow it to enter and spoil the lovemaking. Much easier said than done. And here's the reason why. The substance of every past sexual emotion you've ever had, both the excitation and the pain, has accumulated in your genitals and lodged there, or in that part of the brain that controls them. It gathers there as unsuspected tension, as the desire to repeat pleasurable experiences, and to avoid repeating hurtful ones. In women, the tension manifests physically as a subtle tightness in the vagina, and sometimes as an acute tightness. Psychologically, it produces involuntary thoughts and emotions associated with past sexual pleasure. This may drive the woman to masturbate. The self-ish emotional pleasure of masturbation, in which there is no love or man to contend with, joins the vaginal tension as the desire to repeat itself, and so the habit is perpetuated. In man, the effect of all his past unresolved sexual emotions, the pleasurable and the painful, is a hardening of the penis in the act of making love. The penis, when erect, should be firm but not hard. Since a hard penis is likely to draw to itself a similarly hard or tense vagina, the woman may not be able to tell the difference. Such a woman may be so attuned to sexual excitement that a firm and loving penis can hardly be felt. Or it may be so out of synchronization with the excitable vagina that either it refuses to erect or will repeatedly withdraw, refusing to remain inside. The hardening sexual tension in man also expresses itself as involuntary erections. In both sexes, This genital tension causes restlessness, heaviness, and discontent. Every vagina, until loved rightly, is an emotional vagina, relatively stiff, muscly, expectant, self-guarding, and narrowly receptive. Though the actual vaginal tension may be imperceptible to the woman, she will feel the effect in the play of her emotions. A vagina used by many emotional men starts to react like the emotional penis itself. It becomes hard, greedy, and predatory, and concentrates on orgasm. When a vagina is sexually hungry like this, very little awareness of love is generated in the woman herself. She feels love within like any other woman, but when intercourse begins, the love is swamped by the pleasure of the excitement or the drive for orgasm. The pleasure, being based on temporary emotional satisfaction, produces deep inner unhappiness. She may have been promiscuous. It was only her desperate search for love. Or she may have had only one previous lover. But still her vagina will respond to whatever energy man has put into it. The purifying process in the vagina starts through contact with a penis that has not surrendered to the selfish drive of sex, but has served love and developed sufficiently in consciousness. The vagina freed of emotion becomes yielding, soft, giving, simple, easy, undemanding, and still. Then, to the woman, the lovemaking is sweeter and more fulfilling. It is effortless and natural and beautiful, with the emphasis on beauty, since beauty is the divine culmination of the simple pleasure of making love. The vagina is essentially passive and innocent, the organ of love. It learns all its bad habits from the male. The penis is the guru or teacher of the vagina, for better or for worse. At birth, the female psyche is love innocent, open during a girl's early years, and absorbing every influence of love and sex in the family and the wider world. And with so much past in the species, the vagina is potentially emotional from infancy. Every girl, as she grows up, psychically absorbs some of the sexuality and sexual frustration of her father, brothers, and other male relatives, boyfriends, and the male-dominated media and society around her. Later, after puberty, the vagina's emotional potential is actualized, and every girl falls into the normal and predictable problems of love. Love nourishes her psyche, but the projected sexual influences lay a patina of mental excitation over the love. At a very early age, this causes her to fall into romantic sexual imaginings and daydreaming, the reciprocal of which is fear. Even before the penis touches her, the virgin vagina is tense with emotional fantasies, excitement, and immature sexual experience, such as petting, masturbation, and fingering by boys. As soon as she comes into contact with male sexuality, she is contaminated by the seed of discontent and immediately disillusioned by man's lack of love. The first time she is penetrated, the pain may keep her momentarily in the present, but she will soon dream off into the past, into emotion and fantasy. It is ignorance of love in the world that maintains this basic tension in all girls and in every virgin vagina. Once, when time and the human race were very young, every virgin girl understood love because she was love. There was no ignorance of love in her consciousness, as there was no emotion in her vagina. Her lack of physical experience did not cause tension because she understood love before she made it. Now the virgin no longer understands love or herself. There are no real teachers, gurus, able to instruct her before wrong impressions are formed in her by unhappy sexual experiences, and no society loving enough to permit this fundamental education. With no understanding of love, the virgin imagines what physical love is, and that generates the tension the vaginal emotion, even hysteria. As the years go by and her experience grows, the tension accumulates. Most women's experience of lovemaking contains repeated disappointment. Most men's experience consists of automatic excitement at the prospect of ejaculation. Between woman's fears, reservations, and hopes, all based on past experience, and his dancing excitement, also based on past experience, there is very little chance of real love being made between them in the present, the here and now. So more emotion than love will be produced. By trying to repeat a good sexual experience like coming, you make yourself expectant or emotional. And by trying to avoid the repetition of a bad experience, you make yourself emotionally wary and cautious. In neither condition can you make love. The alarming truth, which is not realized, is that the emotion produced in what was supposed to be lovemaking will surface within a few minutes, hours, or days, and cause a bout of depression or discontent, particularly in woman. In man, the emotion will surface as irritability, anger, or aggressive behavior, and he probably will release it further with masturbation. The penis is only really happy when erected inside the vaginal profundity of woman. Erected in the emptiness of space outside the vagina, the penis is impatient, excitable, and emotional. In this unnatural state, it is naturally regarded by society as obscene and often as threatening. This is because the penis erected outside its natural vaginal home is a projection of sexual aggression. For all men, such an erection is demanding and discomforting. Frequently, he will have to masturbate to release the pressure of its misplaced, lonely existence. We are all sexually loaded, ready to go off emotionally as soon as intercourse is a possibility. Sexual emotion is there inside you now. It is waiting to take a man over and erupt as premature ejaculation or sexual selfishness at the first opportunity. Especially if he is a man who studies pornographic magazines and videos or suggestive pictures. It is waiting to take over every woman with a bad sexual experience, for every broken love affair is still inside her. It is not possible to name or know all past experiences associated with sexual emotion stretching back to childhood. They have coalesced into one deep, dark complex that is far too complicated and obscure to ever be defined. So how do you rid yourself of it so that you can begin to love rightly? What can you do? Where do you start? You remove the emotion from yourselves in the approach to lovemaking. You make love without excitement, expectation, or imagination. You have to be very present, very aware, and conscious of everything you do as you come together.